Welcome back to Chicago here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock. It's Buff Talk here on January the 15th. Cal Friedman here. Happy you're joining us tonight. We just got through boys basketball. Big thank you to student athletes Emilio Zunt and Daniel Munares for starting off this show. We just heard from boys head coach Luke Swedberg. We can go from the court to the mat. We brought on wrestling head coach Carlos Prieto and junior Braden Pacheco. Guys, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
So, Braden, I want to ask you this first. Coach was just telling me all the accolades that you had. Number one wrestler in 6A right now. Two-time medalist, you just mentioned. I mean, how have you been able to do that over the course of your career? What's it come down to?
Just really in the practice room, just going hard and, like, not slacking and taking days off.
Where did the wrestling dream really start for you? When did you decide you really wanted to get into it?
Probably when I was, like, 9, 10, maybe. I just started it and didn't really want to stop.
Do any of your parents do it, or do you just decide on your own?
My uncle and my grandpa did it, but not my parents, no.
Okay, got it. Let me ask you this. So you just mentioned this is your third year on varsity. So Yeah. You arrived as a freshman. Was it a little intimidating at first?
Kinda, yeah. It was a lot, especially at like the home duels and all that. Seeing all people I know, it was kind of intimidating.
Coach, let me transition to you now. How much has Braden grown from year one to year three?
Oh, I mean, there's big growth. First of all, he filled into his body. You know, his freshman year, I think he wrestled probably about 90 pounds. Correct me if I'm wrong, Braden, but he was a small kid. I knew he was going to have success. I mean, he has it in his blood. You know, ironically, I coached his uncle, Joey Dozier, who was a state champion for us. So I knew the potential was there. And, you know, not just because of that, but I just saw how hard he worked and loved wrestling, and he still does. And he's one of the hardest workers in the room, you know, even today.
I was going to say, you mentioned you got to number one in 6A based off, you know, kind of that hard work. When did you first notice it with him?
Oh, I mean, his freshman year, you know, he was just a hard worker. You know, when he lost, he took it pretty hard, you know, and I'm like, dude, you're just like a 95-pound kid. You know, you're going to grow into your body and you're going to be, a force to be reckoned with. And last year, you know, he ended up in the state finals. And you know, this year he's ranked number one and having a great season. I think he's like 31-1. So, you know. he's got all the tools. He's a hard worker and a great young man and a great student. So he's got a lot of things going for him.
That's not bad. 31-1. Did you ever imagine that your freshman year that you'd be 31-1 right now?
No, I didn't actually. Because freshman year I had a lot more losses just in the first tournament, and I didn't really expect it.
Let me ask that. Coach was just mentioning, you know, you took some of your losses tough, but you were able to mature on that. Was there kind of an aha moment for you where you kind of realized, like, okay, this is how I have to learn from this?
Yeah, it was because I'm not used to losing that much. And then freshman year, you lose a whole bunch, and it's just like you got to get used to it.
Did you have, like, a favorite match or a favorite meet that you remembered where it's like, okay, now stuff's going to click, you know?
Maybe I'd say sophomore year in Nebraska. It was like a dual tournament, and I went undefeated, and I beat a kid that I ended up wrestling state finals, and it was a good match in Nebraska.
Dang. Okay. Do you keep in touch with the kids that you wrestle against?
Yeah, actually. Talked to the one I wrestled in the finals earlier today.
Who are some of your favorite guys on the team this year?
Matt Long, Sebastian Lopez, David Holguin, Dio Holguin.
Those Holguins are fun. I talked to them a lot during football season. They're good guys. I want to transition to the Holguins, actually, because David just had a very good weekend. I believe you went undefeated for the boys. Tell me how that went for him.
Now, David just continues to grow. You know, he's one of the hardest workers as well, you know, and his growth this year has been tremendous. And he's just only going to get better. You know, both him and his brother, they wrestle each other. They wrestle against Sebastian. They wrestle against Braden Hill. You know, those guys that have those accolades, and they want to be there. But no surprise, you know, to be honest with you, that's why he was named Wrestler of the Week this week. He went up there to Sand Springs and ended up getting first place and beat the number, I do believe, the number one seed and then the number two seed. So great, great performance by David.
So we'll start with the boys. They were at the Bobby Lyons Invitational. Big improvement from the Geary Invitational. I believe they were eighth in Geary, and they bumped their way up to thirds. Where'd you see the improvement?
You know, just an attitude. I didn't go to the Geary tournament, but, you know, my coaches are always in contact with me, you know, about every match, every round. They tell me how it goes and, you know, kind of report back to me. And they were a little disappointed in, you know, some of the boys, you know, as far as attitude-wise, you know, taking the losses, you know, maybe not as serious as they should, you know. And like I tell the boys and the girls, I don't really care about wins and losses. It's their attitude. And, you know, losses are just learning experiences. And so that's what I was a little disappointed in. But this last weekend, I mean, the boys, they wrestled their hearts out, you know. And I'll bring one kid up, Logan Avalon. He went 0-2 at Gary. And then this last weekend, you know, he wrestled with a lot of grit and came out with a third-place finish. You know, he revenged a loss earlier in the day that, you know, the kid whooped him 15-0, and then he comes back and pins him, like, in the first minute or so. And so that's a sign that's the potential that I knew our team had coming into the season. I just hadn't seen it. My coaches hadn't seen it until this last weekend, and I saw a little fire and a little bit of what we can be, you know, come postseason time, and that's what we're working for.
I was reading that. It was 15-0 he lost the first time out, and then he pinned the guy in 21 seconds.
Yes, he learned from it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, he was in a position where he was in the same position. He didn't step out in front to execute the move. The kid beat him to it, put us on our back, and ended up, you know, kind of taking the match to him from that point on. But when they met again for that third in place, third and fourth place match, same position, and Logan was able to just get out in front of him and boom, you know, execute the move perfectly and pin him. And so that's what we're talking about. You got to learn from your losses and you know, not let them be setbacks.
Braden, you were there at the Gary Invitational. You were there where your team kind of struggled through that one. How did you notice your teammates respond this last week?
Just in Gary, they were kind of unmotivated, and if they go to their back, they wouldn't really fight as hard as they could. And then in this weekend, they seen that we were in third place, and we were actually doing really good at the tournament. So if they were in a tough position, they'd actually battle through and pull out the match even.
When you're on the mat, what's kind of your go-to? How do you like to wrestle?
I just like to be aggressive and usually take my shots, because if you let them attack, then they kind of have more, like, motivation, I guess.
So you're kind of the one who wants to go out on the front foot, be more aggressive.
Yeah.
Where'd you say you learned that?
Just really in high school, because before that, I would just let other people, like, do what they wanted and try to counter.
Coach, let me ask you this, because you were kind of just alluding to, you know, you don't want to see attitudes down. You want to see them learn from these losses. How big could the mental aspect be in wrestling?
Oh, it's big. You know, it's like, you know, in anything, momentum shifts. And, you know, even in wrestling, you get taken down early. And if you put your head down and pout, you know, it's going to be a long match for you. But if you just, you know, what we call it in wrestling, at least in our wrestling room, we fix your face, you know, which means, all right, I got taken down. How am I going to react? Am I going to try to get out as fast as I can, get an escape, and then maybe attack and get a takedown myself? So it's huge, you know, very, very huge.
Sometimes it's not a big turnaround. I mean, you go from 1 week going eighth and then the next week finish third. How do you like to restore wrestlers' confidence throughout a week?
You know, just going back, and I really want the kids to, you know, I think we talked about this last time I was on the show, but, you know, reflect back on the weekend. We can reflect all we want as coaches, but if the kids don't sit down and write what they did good, what they need to work on, then it really is not going to prepare them for the next weekend. And so I think just by the kids actually thinking that and thinking how they can improve, what did I do right, what do I need to work on, then I think it really helps them. And then we talk about that, and we do go back into the room and put them in situations that we as coaches have seen, you know, a lot of situational wrestling and, you know, just some technique work that we need to work on. We saw the previous week.
Braden, 31-1 this season. I suppose it's not a whole ton of things you can look back at and say, oh, this was what I struggled with. But what are some of the ways you like to critique yourself from the weekend before?
We do these after-action reports, and you send it to the coach, and you just analyze what you could have done better or what you can improve on. And a lot of times after I send it, I'll just reread it and watch my matches and just try to figure out what I could have done to improve it.
What are some of the areas you're looking to improve in here the second half of the year?
I want to just look into more shots and try to, like, expand my shots and stuff, because I'm basically just focusing on one.
Coach, can that be hard to teach, you know, different techniques throughout a season?
You know, it is. You know, sometimes, you know, just like I tell the kids, you know, I could teach the kids thousands of moves, but that's not what wins championships. You got to have a system, and then also you got to focus on the what the kids do well, and then just build upon that. You know, Brayton has a great little, you know, near side cradle series. And so we work on that. We try to, you know, put them in the best possible situations and you know, just basically refine those skills that he has, you know, on his feet. You know, he has a great little fireman's, you know, things like that. We want him to maybe have a little different attack, you know, not only to the right side, but to the left side. You know, we call it over the top, you know, when people are tying up with you. So those are things that we look at. We don't, you know, try to teach 1,000 moves. We try to basically just stick to what I think works, you know, in matches that against high caliber opponents that we need to beat. You know, we can beat, you know, we go up against someone that's less than us, you know, as far as like skill set. You know, we can use anything we want, but are we going to really get anything out of it if we just stick to those things? What we need to do is just correct the technique and you know, work on it and continue to work on it to beat the kids that we need to beat on down the line, like the state tournament and so forth.
You talk about the high caliber opponents and kind of like states and stuff like that. I was just reading up that I was talking about the girls' meet this last week, the Newton Tournament of Champions. You mentioned it would be a preview of regionals and states. Where do you expect teams to grow throughout seasons? Where have you seen it?
You know, grit, just having some grit. You know, we're not going to win, you know, every single match by going away. You know, we got to close the gap if we're losing to some of these kids. And then if we are winning, we got to widen the gap as well. But, you know, just I think that our conditioning is what is separating us right now, you know, from other teams. I see it, you know, as a coach, you know, we are wearing people down. If we attack and continue just, you know, in wrestling, you know, one of the things we have to use our hands and you know, get our hands on the opponent to make them more tired, you know, to push and just have our way with them. And if that happens, then, you know, we're going to be successful. And I think that's what we need. Where we are working on, towards is to, you know, wear our opponents out, you know, using our hands, heavy pressure, things like that.
I want to close up talking about the girls' team. We're talking to wrestling coach Carlos Prieto. If you're just joining us here on Buff Talk, closing stages of our first show back here in January. 221 points for the girls in Newton. How'd they get it done?
Tenacity, man. Those girls are relentless. You know, they, you know, I think I mentioned something earlier. They're sponges. And, you know, for example, I'll give you an example. My 115-pounder, Crystal. You know, she lost in the finals, and she was dominating. She got hit with the junk move. You know, it's a lesson learned. We worked on it today, actually. But she texted me the next morning saying, "Coach, I want to switch my classes. My weights classes in the afternoon. I'm missing a lot of that because of wrestling. I want to get it in the morning so I can actually be in class." So that's the attitude that we need. You know, that what can we do when we're not even in the mat room to improve ourselves on the mat? And so that's a testament of, you know, a situation where and how the girls can get it done, got it done.
It's blown away the maturity when you're talking about not just the boys but the girls as well. Does it surprise you?
No, not from those two. Those two, Crystal and her sister Marina, and all the girls. You know, their mindset is they don't like to lose, and they'll do whatever it takes to improve.
So you had three first-place finishes from the girls at Newton. One that I wanted to highlight in particular, Kara Acosta. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yes.
At 100 pounds. You said she'd really improved. What's the biggest difference you've seen from her first arrival to varsity and her technique now?
You know, she only started wrestling, I do believe, in junior high. And coming into us, all she had was, when I say coming into us, coming to high school, you know, all she really had was a headlock. And now she's expanded a lot of her arsenal, her attacks on her feet. She knows how to, you know, hit a sweep single. She knows how to throw people. You know, she knows how to hit a PA, all those things. So she has really progressed really, really well as far as learning techniques that actually work and help her improve.
The two other first-place finishes were Maya Tarbet, 125 pounds, Karime Guzman, 145 pounds. But I want to ask you this. You had a lot of great finishes from the girls this last weekend. Was there a biggest surprise amongst the group?
You know, I think Karime Guzman, I think she got her first actual varsity first place at a tournament. She really stepped it up this weekend. So really, really proud of her. But, you know, Eleanor Kotz, you know, that paper's really, you know, the stats don't really show anything there. But, you know, we had this young lady coming out for us for the first time, you know, for wrestling, tried it, went 0-for the first semester. And then, you know, after Christmas, I think it kind of clicked and she ended up, you know, taking third place at Lamar and then winning two matches at Newton, which is huge, you know. So that's what I'm looking for there, the improvement. And that's what I told her and the girls, you know, we're seeing improvement. You may not see it, but we're seeing it as coaches.
Coach, congratulations to both your teams on some great weeks this last week. Girls taking home first, boys taking home third. And Braden, congratulations on what's been an awesome start to your junior year for you.
Thank you.
So that'll be it for this edition of Buff Talk here on January the 15th. Thank you so much to student-athletes Braden Pacheco, Emilia Zunt, and Daniel Linares, as well as coaches Luke Swedberg and Carlos Brianza for joining in on the show. And a special shout-out goes out to Colin Loft back in the KWKR studio for operating this game on board. And always, thank you so much to Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom for providing great hospitality for us. Thank you so much for tuning in this edition of Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. We'll be back next Monday. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the morning roundup.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.